Miami has long been a tropical crossroads where diverse groups come to settle, bringing their political passions with them. There are the Cubans escaping Castro and plotting to return, the Haitians fleeing poverty and political violence, Argentinians escaping economic meltdown. NPR's Philip Davis reports that now it's the turn of the Venezuelans, who are starting new lives in Miami while trying to influence politics back home.
In Miami, with its cacophony of nationalities and ethnicities, you have to work to be heard. Miami's Venezuelans use what worked back at home, pots and pans. Almost every week, in front of a gleaming office building off Biscayne Bay, Venezuelans can be found banging kitchenware in protest. The object of their ire is not, as is often the case, the U.S. or the Immigration and Naturalization Service, but their own government, the consulate across the street. Luis Prieto is one of the protesters.
Many of us are here because we are not in agreement with the Venezuelan government. Many of us are political refugees, and many of us feel that they are creating a dictatorship. A king, the one that is in Cuba by Fidel Castro.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez was elected in 1998 on a leftist nationalist platform. Chavez has survived a coup attempt, massive demonstrations, and even a national strike. So many Venezuelans here feel the need to add to the pressure against the regime. Jennifer Thomas is a Caracas native now studying in Miami.
That he hears that other countries around the world have support against him.
Political and economic turmoil have led to a spike in the Venezuelan community here. According to the Venezuelan consulate, there's been a noticeable increase in the numbers of Venezuelans seeking to live in Florida. Like the first wave of Cubans who came to Florida, they are a relatively affluent group, business people, lawyers, and doctors with enough capital to leave their home country. For many, it's a place to settle while waiting for events in Venezuela to play themselves out. Manuel Corral, the editor of Venezuela Al Día, a newspaper aimed at Venezuelans here, compares it to the movie Casablanca, but with a twist.
I think the Miami is much better than Casablanca. The Casablanca that you see at the film with Bogart is much darker than the reality of Casablanca at this time, no? But Miami is home, Miami is clear, Miami is wonderful, Miami good weather, Miami is good person. I think the Miami is magic for the Venezuelans.
The heart of the Venezuelan community is in the western suburbs of Miami. There you can find small cafes like El Arepazo, filled with Venezuelans sipping coffee and eating arepas, a delicious stuffed corn fritter that's a national staple. Pedro Gonzalez is a regular.
This is one of the places where the Venezuelans gather, you know, to talk and discuss about the politics from Venezuela.
While Miami's Cuban exiles have sent boats, airplanes, and even bombs to protest the Castro regime, Gonzalez says Miami's Venezuelans simply want to make their voices heard.
Nothing else we can do. We don't feel, you know, that we can invade Venezuela or that we can train people, you know, over here to go over to Venezuela to disrupt things over there. No.
But though Venezuelans here may not be as active and powerful yet as Miami's Cuban exile community, Gonzalez says there is a bond between the two groups.
We are getting their help. They're very concerned about Venezuela and about politics in Venezuela because what Chavez is trying to do is to recreate a Cuban way of living in Venezuela.
But not all Venezuelans in Miami are opposed to the Chavez regime. A small group of the president's supporters meet regularly in a storefront office in Little Havana. They call themselves the Bolivarian Circle of Miami. The name comes from the controversial neighborhood groups created by President Chavez in Venezuela. Alvaro Sanchez, who belongs to the group, says his countrymen here are not representative of the nation as a whole.
The Venezuelans in Miami are a group of people that have a lot of means, have a lot of economical means, they have a lot of power if you want. They can actually do a lot of damage if they decide to. So in a way, what we're trying to do is kind of check that power.
Sanchez says with Hugo Chavez showing no sign of relinquishing power, it does no more good for Miami's Venezuelans to obsess over regime change than it has for the city's Cuban community to focus on ousting Castro. One pattern may repeat, though. Just as Miami's Cuban community has evolved from dreaming exiles to a permanent part of South Florida, so too it's likely that Miami's fast-growing Venezuelan community is here to stay. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.